drop-off boxes. There should be ways to vote early. And that's why the bill is so popular at its core. It's firmly grounded in the Constitution that says that Congress can make or alter the laws for a federal election. And also, it's wildly popular with people because they don't want the mess of who's counting the ballot when, and having some basic federal standards really helps people, and they like the idea.
There you have it. Amy Klobuchar on with Anderson Cooper, who did not fare very well. No, I'm sorry. Didn't do real well filling in on Jeopardy. No. One of these days, we ought to get into who rated best, who rated worst so far on these guest hosts on Jeopardy. No, we'll do that when we have some time. This hour of Live and Local brought to you by Peters Family Insurance. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Sam Peters. Do it right now. Peters Family Insurance, 702-870-4000. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. Coming up, Mark Hutchison, founding partner, Hutchison & Steffen Law Firm, former lieutenant governor. Yeah, we're going to be talking politics and a lot more. It's all coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. President Biden is urging senators to wrap up their work and pass a $1 trillion infrastructure plan. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
With the Senate getting close to a vote on the bipartisan package, the president said the bill is needed to keep the economic recovery going.
This bill makes key investments to put people to work all across the country.
Several Republicans support the traditional infrastructure measure, which focuses on roads, bridges, waterworks, and broadband. But GOP members largely oppose a separate partisan Democratic bill that would spend $3.5 trillion for child and health care and education. Greg Clugston, The White House.
It may be only early August, but many schools are reopening to in-person instruction with a mixed bag of face covering rules across the nation.
Like many states, Georgia is leaving it up to local schools to decide whether face coverings will be required. Henry County, where students are back in school, has decided not to insist on masks.
We actually operated school when the hospitals were far more strained than they are today.
Here's Henry County School Superintendent Mary Elizabeth Davis.
We are highly recommending that individuals opt for a mask as an added layer of prevention.
Parents at Tussahaw Elementary had mixed feelings about the policy. Charles Dunn is a grandparent of a student at the school.
I think you should take precautions, definitely.
Georgia Governor Brian Kemp said with a surge in infections, the state has seen an increase in COVID-19 vaccinations. But he's opposed to COVID-related mandates. I'm Jennifer King.
To prepare for eventually sending astronauts to Mars, NASA began taking applications Friday for four people to live for a year in Mars Dune Alpha, a 1,700-square-foot Martian habitat created by a 3D printer. More on these stories at townhall.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, or even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
It's 5:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by DeCaster Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. Hundreds of mourners and uniformed officers gathered in Henderson today to honor Micah May, the Nevada Highway Patrol officer who died last week after trying to deploy stop sticks, attempting to stop a carjacking suspect. It was announced that the 46-year-old father of two will receive two certificates of commendation, a Medal of Valor, and a Purple Heart. May also received previously a Medal of Valor for a vehicle pursuit similar to the one that took his life. A Henderson woman was the big winner in week five of the Vax Nevada Days. Jenny R. won the week's top prize of $50,000. Las Vegas teen Ramey P. won the $50,000 college savings plan. Vax Day Nevada, whose winners are announced every Thursday through August 26th, when the winner of the $1 million grand prize will be announced. Every vaccinated Nevada resident is automatically entered into the raffle. Well, the move to Las Vegas continues to reap benefits for the Raiders as Forbes reports the NFL club increased 10% in value over the past year to more than $3.4 billion.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Look out for a crash on the left shoulder. That's Interstate 15 southbound past Sahara on the left side. There also reduced speeds, 15 south at the 95 interchange, north 15 at Hacienda. Delays also on the Beltway, 215 eastbound of Valley Verde, as cleanup crews are there in an earlier crash.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. Check it out! I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Number one. Time is running out. Number two. Time is running out. Number three. Time is running out. Number four. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Hutchison and Stephan Law Firm. When you have a dispute with the government, they're the go-to law firm for Nevadan businesses. Get the help you need and get out of the maze. Hutchison and Stephan, call 702-385-2500 or visit hutchlegal.com. I always love it because we get to have all my friends on Friday, and that includes Mark Hutchison, the founding partner of Hutchison and Stephan Law Firm, the former Nevada Lieutenant Governor, and he joins us. Mark, how's your week been?
Kevin Wall, my week has been fantastic, made all the better by ending it with you.
Oh, I just love that. I just love that. I've got to ask you, this is kind of like breaking news stuff. Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York is in some real, real hot water. 11 women have come forward. The attorney general in New York says that they're credible and that he is guilty of some sort of either sexual harassment or sexual assault, depending on which woman you're talking about. How much trouble is he in? And let's break it down civilly, criminally, politically.
Yeah, he's in big trouble. He's got a lot of witnesses, documents, evidence against him in all three of those arenas. So let's start with the criminal arena. You know, he's got an attorney general, Attorney General James, who has recently issued a report that he called him essentially a serial sexual harasser. Said that his administration and his office fostered a hostile work environment, you know, just rife with fear and intimidation, and he sexually harassed, you know, several state employees and several outside of his administration. So he's got problems with this from a criminal standpoint. You know, some people, particularly some Democrats or other defenders of the government, may say, "Well, this was just a political hack job by the AG," and you've heard that before, and you know. You can make your own decision politically about what her motives were, but it appears that this investigation was pretty by the book, straightforward. I mean, they had two outside lawyers who specialized in employment discrimination and harassment who conducted the full investigation. You know, they interviewed 179 witnesses. I think there was it was reported 74,000 pieces of evidence reviewed. This is a serious report, and it concludes not with any criminal recommendation, but with the conclusion that the governor fostered a hostile work environment, that he sexually harassed these women, and that there was unlawful retaliation as well. So now the chips are going to kind of fall where they will, and it's going to land really squarely on the shoulders of various DAs, district attorneys, depending on where these women live and where they're actually going to file and have already filed their criminal complaints. So criminally, he's got some very, very big problems.
I know you're not a practicing attorney in New York State, so I don't expect you to know the answer to this question totally, but just in general terms, is there a difference between sexual harassment and sexual assault?
Yeah, there is. I mean, sexual harassment is engaging in conduct that is unwelcome, intimidating, harassing because a person is of a particular gender. And that can come in a variety of forms. It can come in the forms of, you know, comments, sexual comments, or observations about women in this case, you know, crude jokes, all the things that we're pretty familiar with. You know, there's just sexual harassment in the sense of you're harassing somebody, usually verbally. It could be through the sending of emails or photos or that type of thing. Sexual assault is much different, and it's also called in New York forcible touching with sexual intent. That kind of defines it for you: sexual touching with forcible intent. And so the DAs would have to prove for sexual assault that the governor Cuomo intentionally and forcefully touched women with the intent of having some sort of sexual gratification for that, with sexual intent. That's the hard part, is, you know, getting inside and proving what was in the governor's head. But that's what they'd have to prove, and that's the difference between sexual harassment and sexual assault.
At what point does the negotiation begin for some sort of a negotiated settlement, or and I don't know if this is civilly or criminally, because because he's in a heap of trouble. I mean, he's
honestly
is. I guess my question is this something you can plea bargain away, or is this something that will have to eventually go to court?
Prosecution and prosecutorial discretion is very broad, Kevin. Each prosecutor makes the decision whether or not to take a complaint that's filed against a particular person, whether or not to investigate it. That's really where we're at right now. We're at a criminal investigation stage by the Attorney General. The Attorney General did not take action. The Attorney General could have brought state criminal charges against the governor. Did not happen. And so what's happening now is that there are district attorneys who've received criminal complaints from these victims who are now involved in the investigation. Once their investigation is concluded, they'll determine whether they've got the proof they need to prove. And remember, it's got to be beyond all reasonable doubt. Beyond reasonable doubt that each of the elements of the crime have been satisfied. In particular, and I think this is the point that's going to be difficult for the prosecutors, was this forcible touching with sexual intent? You know, the governor has said, hey, you know, this is my heritage, this is my culture, this is what I learned from my family. There was no, you know, sexual intent here at all. If you're going to prosecute this crime, you've got to get past that element, and you've got to be able to prove it to a jury beyond reasonable doubt. So that's what I think the focus is going to be as these DAs conduct their investigation and do their own interviews, and then determine if they're going to bring charges. Depending on the strength of that evidence, Kevin, will determine whether they're going to try to, plea something out or they'll take it to trial.
Cuomo and his attorneys are both saying this is a witch hunt, that Letitia James is a political animal and is just trying to eventually run for governor herself, Letitia James. My question is that may be a good political move, but is that something that would play in a court of law?
No, it doesn't. And as a matter of fact, it would be irrelevant, and a judge would likely exclude that kind of argument or any kind of evidence to that effect, because it's just not relevant to the question of whether or not there was forcible touching with sexual intent. If there was forcible touching with sexual intent, it doesn't matter the motivation for initiating the investigation. What matters is, can the government prove against Governor Cuomo beyond a reasonable doubt that he engaged in forcible touching with sexual intent? If that's the case, and it's proved beyond reasonable doubt, then he's going to be convicted and spend jail time. That's what is relevant. The political motives is irrelevant in a courtroom. Now, as you and I both know, political motives are, you know, in many times and in many ways, all about the political tug of war that goes back and forth within and among the political parties and participants, but not in a court of law.
And by the way, this goes back to the Bill Cosby case. Can they parade all 11 of those alleged victims into court to testify, prior bad behavior, that kind of thing? Is that allowed?
Yeah, usually not. Usually each and every victim is taken on that victim's own criminal complaint. The fact that Andrew Cuomo may have sexually harassed or even sexually assaulted another woman is not going to be usually admitted into evidence in a subsequent case with a different victim. The law requires each prosecutor to prove the case against each of the victims, and simply not say to the jury, in essence, well, he did it before, he must have done it this time. That's called prior bad acts, and prior bad acts, for the most part, are not allowed into evidence. You're going to have to prove your case based on its own substantive merits.
Again, Mark Hutchison joining us, founding partner of Hutchison & Steffen Law Firm, former Nevada Lieutenant Governor. Let me take you to another New York piece of news. The vaccine mandate of Bill de Blasio, the mayor of New York City. First of all, that doesn't sound legal. Is it legal to do something like that, to say, okay, you can't get a table at this restaurant unless you show me your vaccination card, and it better have both vaccinations on it? Is that legal?
Well, you know, private companies can require whatever they desire in terms of allowing patrons to come into their business.
No hats, no shoes, no service.
Yeah. Right, no hat, no shoes, no service, no mask. Right, no service.
Yeah.
We've seen that as well. And now, could they say no vaccination card, no service? Yes, they could. That's not discrimination based on a protected class of individuals. You can't discriminate against people and say you can't come into my establishment because of the color of your skin or because of your gender or your other characteristics that you simply cannot control as a human being. So that would be a violation of Title VII and would be a discrimination case and violation of law. But to require a vaccination, to require a mask, it is something that a private employer could do.
I want to ask you, and this is more have you wear your former lieutenant governor's hat. You're a good student of people. Are people going to get vaccinated because of this in New York City? Because if it does, that means it's going to spread all across the country and maybe to here in Nevada.
You know, I wish this was not the case, Kevin, but you and I both know it's the case. What happens in New York and what happens in California tends to spread throughout the country. Those are two major, not only population centers, but policy centers for politicians. It's not often the policies that you and I like, but it's the policies nevertheless that often are affected. And the reason that they are able to have that kind of influence is because they set these policies, and then, you know, nationwide and national businesses have to comply with those requirements. They have to comply. I mean, the perfect example is the auto industry. You know, if California imposes higher emission standards than even the United States government does, the automakers comply with California law because there's so much business in California. That's going to be the same thing with these kind of mandates that you're going to see in New York and in California. Many of these national chains, these national companies, are just going to comply because of so much business in New York and California. And then oftentimes that spreads then to other states.
It's going to be interesting to see how this plays out, if it will move the needle, if it will get people in New York City to actually get the vaccine. We don't know. Time alone will tell. Mark, always good to have you with us. You have a big weekend planned?
You know what? I'm going to go to the beach with my family for one last hurrah. You know, school starts on Monday, and we're gonna head down to California and enjoy the weekend. So one more hurrah before the summer's over.
You guys have fun. Be safe out there, would you please?
Okay. Thanks, Kevin.
There you go. Mark Hutchison, founding partner, Hutchison and Stephan Law Firm, and the former Nevada Lieutenant Governor, and a good guy to boot. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wald. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy, known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Standing at the edge of a rocky shore, you breathe in the cool, salty air, watching the sun disappear on the horizon. Across the globe, someone begins their day along a sandy beach, listening to the rhythm of the crashing waves. You each envision a world beneath the water, vibrant life in every imaginable form. Now, imagine it's all gone. What was once a place of wonder and beauty is now a dull, lifeless wasteland. Food, jobs, medicine, all gifts from the ocean, all gone. Time is running out to protect our oceans, and without our love, everything the oceans provide can and will disappear. It's our choice, love it or lose it. Help protect our oceans. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Social Security is with you through life's journey from birth to retirement. As your life changes year to year, so do your needs. For over 80 years, Social Security has helped to meet your needs and is committed to improving access to the services that make a difference in your life. Today, you can verify your earnings, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, manage your benefits, and even change your address, all from the comfort of your home. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information, anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov. Produced at U.S.
Taxpayers. What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know what I find interesting? When we watch a cable news and you see the difference between CNN and MSNBC and Fox News, there is just such a total difference of outlook. In fact, let's go to cut four real quick. We'll see if we can squeeze this in. This is Laura Ingraham last night. And that the Democrats, and you tell me if this is right. Tell me if this is right. The Dems are counting on GOP inaction during this pandemic, this spike, this Delta surge, that they're counting on us essentially sitting on our hands. This is Laura Ingraham from last night.
Democrats love shutdowns and COVID mandates as much as they love, I don't know, high taxes and climate regs. Now, in fact, I think it's safe to say that many liberals were never happier than when Americans were forced by their government out of the workforce, out of school, away from church, and even away from friends and family. Now, not only was there all that interrupted time to finally catch all six seasons of Downton Abbey, all that time for YouTube yoga and planting herb gardens, it presented them a golden opportunity. The viral emergency could offer a stealth way to change America forever. A fearful public, they wagered, would also be a complacent public. Now, interestingly, anti-lockdown demonstrations have drawn massive numbers abroad. In France, in Greece, Australia, and the UK. But here, even when the COVID dictates made zero sense, like limiting restaurant capacity or masks on student athletes playing outside, there was shockingly scant public protest here. Now, this was much to the dismay of Dr. Scott Atlas.
There's a total disconnect in the country about how many what people have as information. My hope is that the American people are a little less compliant and sort of fearful. At some point, you have to really look at the data. You have to stop being afraid. These people are really damaged, but at some point, no. People have to really sort of regain their independent thinking.
Independent thinking. That's a novel concept. Now, the Biden White House, whoever's actually running it, is counting on you staying panicked or being scared or having zero independent thought. That way, they have the run of the place. Will the public even notice that Biden's education secretary